Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
7:45, quarter till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Eugene Green, New Orleans City Council member. We were talking about blight and what the new budget could mean, but I gotta preempt that, council member. Good morning. How are you, first of all?
Morning, just fine. Good morning to you and to the listeners.
Let's talk about the governor and the bond commission. I spoke to Cameron Henry this morning, state senate president, who is on the bond commission. I don't know if this goes to communication or not, but he told me, and I'm not trying to call out Cameron Henry or anything, but he said that he thought the new budget called for $50,000 in overtime. And I said, no, that was the old budget, because Ann Kirkpatrick was on TV yesterday saying that it was foolish to put $50,000 of overtime in there because, you know, almost one officer could eat that up, and that's crazy that that could never happen. It was a crazy number to put in there. And the only reason I'm bringing that up, Councilman, is it seems like there's not a lot of communication. If Cameron Henry's on the bond commission and he thinks that's the current budget and he's going to have to vote for this loan for the city to bail itself out, I don't know. Are you guys communicating with the bond commission, or tell me your thoughts on that?
Well, our budget hasn't been passed for next year. So right. At the end of the day, we are working on the 2025 budget.
But nobody's asked for $50,000 for overtime this year, have they?
Well, unfortunately, the number that was in the budget for 2025 was that amount. But there was an intention on the part of the CAO's office to come back to us on a regular basis as overtime was needed. Mm-hmm. Much of what is unexpected is the fact that the CAO's office did not come back and ask for the additional overtime, that they used another line item to do so. But at the end of the day, everyone recognizes that we should have budgeted tremendously for overtime, because the previous year we spent $27 million. It wasn't that we would think that we would never have the overtime. It wasn't put in the right line item, and it wasn't brought back to the attention of the council for a variety of reasons.
And I did want to make sure that he knew, and I did mention that also, that the budget hearings are going now, and it has to be passed by, what's the date, December 1st?
Yes. Yeah. And just yesterday, we had a presentation by the police department, and they talked about the millions of dollars in overtime that was spent during the year, that yes, because we have a relatively short fall in terms of the number of officers that is optimal for the city, that the chief of police explained that overtime is supplementing that need, which is why we have crime going down, because we do have officers in the places that people need to see them and that they're able to respond. So at the end of the day, it was overtime. But it's important to just recognize that when we talk about what was some of the problems of the city in 2025, it was because we had a terrorist incident on the 1st of January, which required us to, for a Super Bowl and for a massive Mardi Gras celebration, and then in the midst of a snowstorm and other factors, we still had the French Quarter Fest and all of these other activities that the state booked at the Superdome, booked at the arena, the big concerts, the Taylor Swift concert and everything else. Those things require police protection. We just saw an activity involving a young boy a rap artist or just a recording artist. Mm-hmm. And we had to get 400 extra police officers out there to be sure that there was going to be safety. They canceled the event in Atlanta. We went through with it. There were many events that we put police officers out there on the street, including the Saints games and the like. And it's at the expense of the city of New Orleans. Certainly, we get some revenues because there's sales taxes that we share with the state of Louisiana. But it was an extraordinary year. I mean, there's a reason that it's coming up this way. I'm not justifying that we shouldn't have gone back and been making cuts throughout the year. But it was a confluence of facts that made it such that we have such a problem with balancing the budget right now.
So moving forward, what I don't understand, and I'm no Eugene Green nor Cameron Henry, but it just seems to me like we got a new mayor. The citizens spoke clearly about who they wanted to be the new mayor, that she should be given a chance, as well as however the new council turns out, to right the city and do the right thing. And for the state to come in, or Liz Merle to come in and take over the city's finances, first of all, I don't know how legally that would even happen. And secondly, your thoughts on the bond commission passing this issue that you want, that the city needs in order to keep, I guess, operating for the rest of the year, right?
Right, and it's to keep operating for the rest of the year, and it would be paid back with revenues generated in the city of New Orleans. We're not asking the state to put up revenues to pay back $125 million in bonds. For example, if it's 6% interest rate, then we might be paying $7.5 million in interest. Well, we have to find that one way or the other. But we're not asking the state to appropriate that money. We're asking for that to be a recognition of the fact that we have special factors that happened this year that make it such that we have to draw down on that money. But we're not talking incredibly irresponsible, if you will. At the end of the day, you're not going to find out that we were double paying for social programs, that we were double paying for the same street work. A lot of it is built into the fact that it was a special year for a variety of factors. And yes, we could have made cuts early on, but we also made a decision, a fairly conservative decision, that we weren't going to roll forward the millage rate because it was going to have too much. The tax increase was going to have too much of an impact on homeowners here in our city. So the city council and the mayor's office made a deliberate effort to freeze taxes in place in terms of property taxes. All of those factors play a role in where we are today. But at the end of the day, we're asking the bond commission to pass and give us an option to sell bonds that the city would pay back from its own revenues. We'd have to find it to pay it back.
So what happens?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If the governor gets his way and they vote no on this,
then we're going to have to, we still have needs that are going to have to be met toward the end of the year. But clearly, there's going to be a gap in the ability to make the payrolls. There's going to be a gap in the ability to satisfy contracts because we just don't have the financial resources right now to be able to cover till the end of the year. And all we're asking is to allow the city to sell bonds and to incur the debt, but to pay the debt back from the city. So there'll have to be massive cuts. There's no other way to really get around it. We can't even raise taxes in that short period of time, I guess we could, to cover all of those sort of needs, but it wouldn't generate the revenues right away anyway.
You'd have to collect them and so forth and get the cash, right? That's the problem.
Yes. We're asking for a solution to a cash flow problem, not necessarily that we aren't going to adjust the budget next year. For example, in the budget next year, there'll be a line item instead of a zero that was submitted saying we're going to come back every month and look at it. There's going to have to be a line item for overtime because we're not about to hire another 300 officers, and we have to plan for contingencies. We won't have a Super Bowl, but who knows how large Mardi Gras is going to be? Who knows if we're going to have another snowstorm? Who knows if during the year we're going to have hurricanes that require police officers to do overtime? We didn't have any hurricanes this year, so thank goodness, because that would be an additional impact on our city's police, EMS, fire, and emergency preparedness budget.
So what would a state takeover of the city finances look like, and what would the legalities involved there be?
Well, first, it would look to be very unfair. I don't want to point to the right next door in Jefferson Parish. Jefferson Parish lost its bond rating because of financial concerns there. And the state has its own financial concerns, as they've said from year to year. They just continue to collect taxes that they said they weren't going to collect after a while. So I don't think that it's going to look like much, because I don't think that the state is, one, legally able to take over. We'll work with them. It's not necessary. We're not saying that we don't have the ability to meet our obligations for next year. We have a problem with the budget this year. But it's also important to recognize that it was in law enforcement, EMS, fire, and the like, providing public services to people in an extraordinary year. So it's not a reflection on the fact that we just don't have the ability to make our to pay our bills, because we're doing those things. We're going to make cuts, and there's going to have to be some revenue enhancement measures, but those are going to balance and right our budget. It's important for every listener to recognize that no matter what, at the end of the year, we have to present a balanced budget. So we may have to present that balanced budget with the revenues that we forecast that we can bring in, the revenue enhancement measures, or we may have to make cuts. But there has to be a balanced budget on December the 1st, and there will be.
Do you think the bond commission will pass the loan or the sale of the bonds?
I just hope that they will, because I just want to emphasize, and this would be, there's a reason that I'm repeating this. They would be, the bonds would be paid back with revenues generated in the city of New Orleans.
Not by the
state.
Not
asking any, right. We're not asking any obligation on the residents of Bunky, Louisiana, or Cottonport, Louisiana, or LeBeau, Louisiana. We're asking that the taxpayers of the city of New Orleans and those who come and visit our city would be involved with the generation of the revenues to pay back the bond. So I certainly hope the bond commission can look beyond the politics of it, can look and see that this was a very, very special year, and recognize that we're going to make the changes that have to be made, but we're going to have a balanced budget at the end of this year.
I think it'd be a different thing. I think it'd be a different thing if you didn't have a different administration coming in, but you do. So thank you, Gene Green. I appreciate your time. New Orleans City Council member. We'll take a break. 7:55, traffic now, WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.